the news leader. 84 WHAS Louisville. News on the hour. From ABC News, I'm Tom Martin.
This is a day of great hope for all Americans. Our enemies have become our partners, committed to building democratic and civil societies.
President Bush with words of encouragement to the 280 million people of the former Soviet Union tonight in a speech from the Oval Office acknowledging Mikhail Gorbachev's resignation today and recognizing the independence of 12 former Soviet republics as each goes its own way.
They ask for our support, and we will give it to them. We will do it because, as Americans, we can do no less.
Mr. Bush has extended diplomatic recognition to six of the republics, including the nuclear states of Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, and Kazakhstan. The independence of six other republics is being recognized by Washington, but for now, the administration is withholding diplomatic ties until it's sure those republics are responsible enough to go it alone. And for Mikhail Gorbachev, Mr. Bush had the highest praise.
I'd like to express on behalf of the American people my gratitude to Mikhail Gorbachev for years of sustained commitment to world peace and for his intellect, vision, and courage.
An incredible sight tonight in Moscow, flying above the Kremlin, where for 70 years the red hammer and sickle flag of Soviet communism waved in the breeze, the red, white, and blue bars of the Russian Federation. More news after this.
From the moment he first piloted an old wooden sled down a snow-covered hill, Jim's dreamed of going to the Olympic Games, of guiding his luge rocket-like to a new record that would last for years.
Just give me a sled and get out of my way.
Only Jim's 39 now and gets car sick. Still, Visa wants him to go, so for every day until December 31st, Visa's giving away a trip for two to the 1992 Olympic Games. With all the glory that's the Olympic Games, plus $1,000 in Visa traveler's checks to spend while you're there. And entering is easy because every time you use your Visa card, you've got a chance to win. So now, thanks to Visa, millions of Americans are still Olympic hopefuls. Just not like they imagined. Visa, official card of the 1992 Olympic Games. Offer ends December 31st, 1991. Must be 18 or older. No purchase necessary. Void or restricted or prohibited. For official rules, call 1-800-332-8472.
The new Commonwealth of Independent States begins life facing many of the old problems of the former Soviet Union. One of many hot spots, the Republic of Georgia. Opposition forces are still pounding the Georgian Parliament building in Tbilisi, trying to flush out President Ziad Gamsakhurdia, who's been holed up in the basement since last weekend. Rebel leaders claim he turned into a dictator since winning the presidential election last May. Gamsakhurdia has told ABC News by telephone today that he will not surrender and is vowing to fight to the death. Gravity is now carrying all the water from last week's heavy rains over central Texas southward. Record flooding expected tonight along the Brazos River. It's expected to crest late today near Hempstead at 11 feet above flood stage. The Trinity and Guadalupe Rivers also continue to rise tonight toward flood level. More evacuations in the cards in Texas. On most any other Wednesday, Martin Weinstein would have spent today on the job as a federal prosecutor in Atlanta. But today was Christmas, so Weinstein, who is Jewish, volunteered to make beds and clean rooms at Georgia Baptist Hospital so a Christian could have the day off.
As somebody that doesn't necessarily celebrate Christmas, it's just it's a great opportunity to help out in the community and to help other people have the opportunity to go home and be with their families.
Weinstein's not jumping on some trendy new bandwagon. He's been doing this for 11 years now. This kind of thing happened all across the country today. Reverend Jose Williams held his 21st Feed the Homeless and Hungry dinner today in Atlanta. About 1,500 volunteers showing up. They had a lot of work cut out for them. The crowd was in the thousands, to say the least. Some have estimates of up to 40,000 showing up for dinner. In order to handle all that crowd, this crew of 1,500 volunteers roasted 1,200 turkeys, 10 cases of chicken, baked 5 hams, and steamed hundreds of pounds of vegetables. And there were 500 pizzas on hand just for good measure. This is ABC News.
Know what it's like to be an outsider? Well, that's how some kids treat my friend Lisa. They think she's weird or something, just because she has epilepsy.
If you have a distorted picture of kids with epilepsy, listen.
Hi, Lisa!
Epilepsy doesn't make her weird. Lisa's just like everybody else, and she's really fun to be with.
Kids with epilepsy, or any disability, let's count them in. Get the facts. Call Epilepsy Foundation of America. 1-800-332-1000.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Tom Martin.
Joe Elliott.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Elliott Show on 84 WHAS as we celebrate Christmas. Bring some friends in here tonight to, talk a little music. We had to call it something, so we called it music trivia, but we pretty much are kind of running the gamut here. We have with us John Randolph from Danville, Kentucky, WHIR, WMGE, and John, of course, former longtime program director of Wacky back in the late 60s, early 70s. Also, Clarence Lidster with C's Record Shop is here. Clarence has been helping a lot of folks find some hard-to-find records tonight. Clarence, you keep having a night like this, we're going to have somebody from the sales department come down here and shake your hand real hard, son.
Okay.
Or give him a bill.
That's right. It'll be fine.
It'll just be a pleasure doing business with you.
Yes, sir.
And also, we've got our good friend Leonard Yates, who is a longtime record collector and a radio personality in and around the Louisville area. So we're just having some fun and catching up with these guys and winding down after a nice Christmas. We'll go back to the telephones, and I'll tell you what. Let me see if I've still got Fred on the line here. Fred, are you with me? Fred, I lost Fred. Fred, give me a call back here at 800-444-8484, and we'll pick up your second question. Emmett, you're on 84 WHAS. Hello, Emmett. Let's see if we can get Emmett. Are you with us? Well, let's go to Kenneth. You're on 84 WHAS.
How you doing tonight, Joe?
I'm doing real good.
I've got a question. I found some old records, and my grandmother, we found a trunk up in her attic.
Uh-huh.
And there are two old Elvis records. They still got the plastic covers on them and everything. And I've got a question. I don't know whether I should take the covers off of them or not. One of them just says Elvis Presley standing there with a guitar in the middle of the album. And the other one is Elvis's back. And we know for sure that the trunk hasn't even been, they didn't even know the trunk was up there, and it's been up there at least 40 years.
Are they still in the plastic and the...
They're still in the, they still got the covers on them.
What label are they on here?
$1.27, and the other one's got $1.84.
Are they a small or large size?
They're large. They're full-size albums.
Okay. Have they been opened and played, or they...
They haven't even been opened. They still got the...
Don't... Take the plastic off of them.
Don't take the plastic.
No.
What should I do with them? I mean, as far as...
Well, there's various record shows that come to town,
mm-hmm.
and for sealed records, if they are the original pressing, which they sound like they are, I would say that you might be able to get a tidy sum out of them.
Uh-huh.
What kind of, give me a ballpark, what kind of sum are we talking about? Just a prox. Well, I mean, are we talking $10 or $100 or?
They probably booked, Joe, I'm just guessing, this is Leonard back here, and Clarence is there struggling trying to figure out the price. They probably booked, if it's a truly original unopened Elvis album from 56 here, you're probably talking in the range of 50 to 60 top collector value, somewhere in that ballpark figure. Again, you know, those markets vary so much by who you've got available that's wanting to purchase it at that time. Now, obviously, a store or a dealer's not going to give you that price. But that sounds like the range you'd be talking about if they are indeed original 56 presses.
I was
presses.
More curious. I wasn't really interested in the value. I was just interested in whether I should take the covers off of them or not, or just leave them the way they are.
You're better off to leave them in the cover for the fact that a sealed copy is worth more. And if you just want to hear the music, I would recommend buying the reissues.
Buying a reissue of it.
Yes.
Okay, well, I sure do appreciate it, and I hope you all have a happy New Year.
Thank you.
You too.
Kenneth, it's good to talk to you tonight.
Thank you.
9 minutes past 10 from 84 WHAS. We're at 571-8484 and toll-free 800-444-8484 if you'd like to jump on board and join us tonight from 84 WHAS. By the way, Milton is back tomorrow night to talk about the changing situation in the Soviet Union. Mr. Gorbachev... finally, resigned today, and Milton will have some experts in here tomorrow night to talk about what's going on in the Soviet Union. Actually, I guess there is no more Soviet Union, but he'll be here tomorrow night between 9 and midnight on 84 WHAS. Let's talk about 1992 for a second, gentlemen. Anybody strike you as on the way up who might be right on the brink of stardom? Somebody who may have had a couple of records that we might know, or a record, but is... right on the brink of being launched to major stardom in 1992. Anybody come to mind?
Don't all speak at once.
Yeah. Throw these questions to these guys right out of the air. They have absolutely no time to think about them. So
never give us a clue, do you, Joe?
That's right.
How?
Oh.
Is that, so we're stacking the deck on these guys a little bit.
Let's see.
That is a tough one. You know, the thing is, the music business in the pop field, correct me if I'm wrong here, folks, it seems to be a little static right now, maybe.
I think you're right, John.
Status quo.
Yeah.
And when it was but one thing happens when things are status quo. Things got very status quo in 1964 when the Beatles came along.
Right.
Everybody's looking for a trend right now. There's no question about that.
Well, what they call now, what used to be called top 40 stations, now called CHR, Contemporary Hit Radio, and they're really taking a bath.
Yeah.
These stations are. And it is apparently because of the lack of product. Now, these stations do not rely on oldies. They rely on current material. Apparently, a lot of the current material has a lot of the same sound to it. So apparently, that audience is restless and looking for something.
I mean, there's been a lot of dance-oriented sounds, of course. But you've got a fragmented market, too, these days, where music is so fragmented between different types of music.
But on the other side of the coin, the AOR, the album-oriented rock stations, are primarily oldies-based, if you will, not oldies Leslie Gore type, but oldies in Pink Floyd and things like that. And there's no artist that's on the cutting edge of the album-oriented rock radio either to speak of. You have two elements right there. I'd say that things are pretty ripe.
Well, but both ends of the market's new and old. A friend of mine and I were talking about the collecting end of this, and there's really not a collectible artist. That's one reason you hate to give values on things. There's not an artist right now, collectible-wise, that's really hot like a Kiss or someone right now that, you know, just is hot, the Monkees or anything like that right now in the collecting field that's really hot now.
And when you have this status quo, it's very difficult to predict who's going to be the next one.
Boy, I can understand that. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Let's go the other way. Anybody who has a name that we recognize, who has had the last couple of releases they have had have just gone nowhere, and they might have a tough time coming up with a hit in 1992. Anybody jump out at you on that one?
I wish I could think of the name. There's a perfect example of that, and I can't. Well, Whitney Houston.
Right.
Yeah, Whitney had a tough time. Is Randy Travis still hot?
Randy's still big, is he, Clarence?
Yes, he's still. He's went what I call the Willie Nelson route. He's starting to sing with a lot of other people.
Yeah,
that always helps.
And it helps.
Is Clint Black, he was just on fire here a while back. I don't hear much from Clint anymore. Am I just not paying attention?
Well, probably, he's really big. He tends to get dwarfed a little bit by some of these others. You know, at one time you thought that Clint Black was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Well, all of a sudden they come up with a Garth Brooks, who tends to overshadow a Clint Black. And in country radio, and the stations that I'm associated with, our AM is popular music and the FM is country. The country side of the thing, there's almost a glut of new artists. Uh-huh. And it is very alive and very fresh and this type thing. And you have several artists out there vying for the top, as always. And these people, like the Garth Brooks, are just super on fire, and they tend to overshadow some of the others. And there are some lesser knowns that are waiting in the wings, and whether they'll stay in the wings and then fall off or not, you don't know.
Well, John, in country, this pronunciation is going to get me if I don't watch out. Was it Trish Yearwood?
Trish Yearwood, billing
right now, looking like she might be a true superstar.
And, the females are so tough to call in any form, particularly in pop music. The longevity of a female artist is not that long. The mortality rate in popular music for a female is pretty high. And in country radio, you have a Mary Chapin Carpenter and a Trisha Yearwood and Kathy Mattea, and there's a very similar sound to them, and I wonder where that's going to go.
It's so hard to predict, though. I mean, if you look at what Whitney did, the first couple of albums she had, maybe she, I don't know if she waited too long or if time just kind of passed her by, but her third album sounded a lot like her last two. Emmett, 84WHAS.
Yes, I'm calling from down south. I'm a record collector.
Uh-huh.
And I've been hearing some of the artists you mentioned that were hard, they couldn't find anymore, like Kay Armand. And there was another artist, woman, I said her husband wanted.
Beatrice Kay.
Beatrice Kay. And I happen to have two records, you know, of each one. And I mean, I've just accumulated. And, but they are out there, people. You look up on them, though. I'm former president of the Alabama Record Collectors.
Uh-huh.
And we have pretty good club. Most of the club members collect the 50s and 60s, but I'm in the big band and like that.
So there are still some out there, huh?
Oh, yeah. If you go to yard sales, places like that, you can come up with them. And some, and they have these record shows around too, where the dealers come in and go check with the dealers. So a lot of them can find stuff you never heard of.
I do have a friend who hits yard sales and pawn shops, and he says he finds all kinds of things for virtually no money that have certainly some value to him now in terms of how much actual value if he wants to turn those over. But he's a collector, and he says that he does real well at those places.
I've come up with mint condition albums for a buck or 50 cents a piece, especially at estate sales.
And that's an idea.
I'm not a dealer. I just collect for my own benefit.
Well, Edmund, I thank you for the call tonight.
Well, let me tell you one other thing.
All right.
That Jonathan and Darlene Edwards that you played right at the start that we're talking about, I think they reissued that on a CD. You know, Paul Weston and his wife.
Oh, is that
Kay
right?
Stafford?
Oh, okay.
Joe Stafford.
And reissued on a CD, and it should be available.
All right.
Well, I enjoyed your program. Y'all have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Thank you, Evan. I appreciate the call tonight. 16 after 10 from 84 WHAS, 571-8484, 800-444-8484. From 84 WHAS, we'll take a short break. Come right back after this timeout. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Skip Essex, Program Director of 84 WHAS. On behalf of my entire family, I'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From 84 WHAS.
You know, it's no fun to miss out on jokes and good conversation and talk. I'm talking about people who have hearing impairment, and that's where my sponsor, Louisville Hearing Aid Centers, comes in. It's headed by a man called Peter Perlman, who is a nationally certified audiologist with years of experience in fitting and dispensing of hearing aids. You ought to increase the quality of your life by increasing the ability to hear things. Now, if you go to Louisville Hearing Aid Centers, and they have 7 offices, they've done so well that they've grown from just one, and there's bound to be a location near you, they give you free hearing tests. Not only that, but they offer a guaranteed 90-day trial period. The 90-day trial period will give you time to try the system out in church, at school, anywhere you like. If it doesn't work, back it goes. But if it does, you'll be enjoying life to the fullest. If you mention that you heard me give the commercial, you'll get $50 off any hearing aid that you buy. 7 Louisville Hearing Aid Centers. Remember, Louisville Hearing Aid Centers cares about you. They care about your hearing.
Let's go back to the telephones here at 84 WHAS, 571-8484, and toll-free, 800-444-8484. We got Fred back on the line. Fred, I'm sorry we dumped you a little earlier there.
That's all.
Had a little technical screw-up. Well, I appreciate it so much, and you had another question for
us. Yes, I would like to ask you a radio question in general, and ask you about an old song, if I may.
All right.
I wonder what has become of the old personality disc jockey type show. That's the one I enjoyed the most, and you do not hear that anymore.
Boy, you sure don't. Not too much. John?
I don't mean corn now. I'm talking about just, in general, a good personality type show.
Well, a couple of things have happened. First of all, you got a couple of personalities right here on this radio station. You got Wayne Perkey and Terry Miners. But a lot of the personalities are on the AM band, and so many of the AM stations have gone to a talk format. So personality disc jockeys, you don't see a lot of, and FM is just void of them for the most part. You may have a personality on in the morning, but the personality, I'm thinking by your conversation here, Fred, that you may be a little older than 25, right?
You got it.
Okay, well, see, the stations now on FM tend to appeal to, say, people under 35 with their personalities, and therefore those of us who are over 25 may have a little problem relating to them. And that's just the sad state of affairs when radio stations are programmed to always get the younger audience. I don't mean necessarily teens, but younger people buy more than older people do, and it's just the way that it's driven.
Okay, I appreciate the answer there. I'm glad you used the figure 25 in age. Appreciate that. Okay, I have an old song I'd like to ask you about.
All right.
I'm very serious about this song. I had a friend about 10 years ago call me and ask me if I remembered the words to it. He used to hear me do it in high school way back in those days. And I have forgotten the words, but the, and I don't know who recorded it. Somebody had to record this song because we were doing it way back then. And it's titled Little Blossom. Now, it's about, I'll give you just a couple lines of it. It's about a little girl that sings about her daddy that stops at the great big pretty store, which was the liquor store, and she wished she wouldn't go there anymore. It has a bunch of verses to it. It's a story-type song.
Does that ring a bell with any of you guys?
No, but it's not going to be a good record today, a good country record. Well, it doesn't. Little Blossom.
It's not a bluegrass song, is it?
No, sir. It's a story-type song. And it goes back between 1935-1940.
Just checking the chart book again. There's not a title of Little Blossom that shows in the chart books from that era. But that's not saying it couldn't be, because that's a little before.
Well, you know what a lot of record companies do to this day, and they've always done it. I've always thought that when they go to title a record, that they should play the song for a group of people, a pretty good demographic mix. I'm sorry, and then ask those people, say, what should the title of this song be? Because he may think, the caller may think, the song is Little Blossom, and it could be something entirely different.
Yep.
The Little Blossom stands out. There are so many songs.
Or it could be something like Blossoms on Broadway, which was a hit back in 1937. You just don't know, but we're not familiar enough to know that.
But right. The reason I asked if it was bluegrass, the Carter family back in the 30s had a song called Little Blossom, but I thought it was more of a bluegrass sound.
Fred, I thank you for calling
this
back here.
It's been three-quarter time.
Yeah.
It's a three-quarter time song.
Yeah, that real light bluegrass one.
Yeah, that really did.
Fred, I thank you for calling back, and I wish you a Merry Christmas here.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed it.
23 after 10 from 84 WHS. There are a lot of songs like that. Lou Christie always tells a story about I'm Gonna Make You Mine. He said, I've had 1,000 people come up to me and say, boy, I really love that song, Every Trick in the Book. Yeah. I don't know why, but...
And you never know what people are going to call it, but
right.
I think the classic example was a song that Leo Sayer had out, and the title of the song was Long Tall Glasses, which he mentioned one time. He mentioned that line one time of the whole song. It was I Can Dance. That was the chorus. I Can Dance, I Can Dance. And I can not imagine anyone calling up and wanting to hear Long Tall Glasses.
Yep.
Say like the caller then, if that took place back in the 1935-1940 era, it could be the same thing.
Right.
23 after 10 from 84 WHAS. It's the Joe Elliott Show until midnight tonight. Leonard Yates, Johnny Randolph, Clarence Lidster are in studio. We've got the Cards and the Cats, the Great Shootout 91 coming up here from Lexington Saturday night, 7:20, our broadcast time with Van and Jock on 84 WHAS.
Yes, Old 3rd Street and Watsontown. There's a truck off the road. There are no injuries.
When you see traffic trouble,
north of the James Snyder Freeway, there's a school bus and a car in the emergency lane. Looks like they bumped each other.
Call the Highway Patrol line. Cellular one, call toll-free at 511 or 571-8400.
You're between Hurstburn Lane and the Waters Expressway, right?
That's correct. It's been a 4 or 5 car accident. One of the cars appears to be a police car.
Another way we keep you moving from 84 WHAS.
Pennzoil is America's best-selling motor oil. So why not treat your vehicle to the world-class protection of Pennzoil 10W30 with the Lube Oil and Filter Service at Lightning Lube? In just minutes, Lightning Lube can complete their special 18-point service, which includes changing oil and filter, lubrication, top-off on all fluids, check for fan belts, tires, hoses, and much more. The pros at Lightning Lube even wash your windshield and vacuum your vehicle. It's the most complete service you can get. Plus, they top-off fluids between oil changes. Stop by the Lightning Lube at 3800 Lexington Road or 3920 Taylorsville Road in Hikes Point and get their special 18-point oil change service with quality Pennzoil for one great price. For fast quality service, see the folks at Lightning Lube, 3800 Lexington Road, 3920 Taylorsville Road in Hikes Point, and soon to be open, their Middletown location near Kroger in the Eastgate Shopping Center. When it comes to world-class protection, Lightning Lube and Pennzoil wrote the book on it. Pennzoil, ever since America learned to drive.
I was recuperating, but when I came here, I could not walk. I could not stand.
much less walk.
Mr. Rube Joyner talks about his recuperation at Jefferson Place from a stroke.
I started physical therapy here shortly after I came, not more than 3 or 4 days or so after I came here. I thought the therapist here was excellent to begin with. And within a matter of 5 or 6 weeks, he had me walking. And gradually just built endurance and strength. And first thing you know, man, they were having trouble keeping up with me. They never know now where I am because I can go where I want to. Terrific personnel. Very patient-oriented, client-oriented. Very, very friendly. Right down to the maintenance man, believe it or not.
For more information, call 426-5600 or stop by for a tour. Jefferson Place, Jefferson Manor, on her lane.
84 WHAS, Color Radar Weather.
Radar. Color Radar forecast from the Weather Center. Meteorologist Chuck Taylor watching it for us. He says mostly clear and cold tonight with a low of around 28, then fair and mild tomorrow with a high of 52. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 30, and Friday becoming mostly cloudy with daytime highs around 47. For all the returning of gifts and fighting the traffic, it's going to be warm enough anyway. No snow to worry about. 37 in Kentuckiana from 84 WHAS. It's your official weather station. Back in the studio with Clarence Lidster, Leonard Yates, and Johnny Randolph. And we go back to the phones and talk to Wayne. You've got an answer for us on the Blossom song?
Yes, that is the correct title. And I'm not sure who did the original recording of it. And I usually would be very much up on it, especially in country music. But I know for a fact that Hank Thompson had it out in an album in 1960. A blind friend of mine that was taking white cane training the same time and place as I was in Oakland, California, had the album and brought it to me one day in my room, and we listened to it. And I've also heard that particular cut played on the radio, so you might check some old Hank Thompson albums if you're looking.
Boy,
for
he was
that.
Three-quarter time all the way, too.
Yes.
Yes. And, oh, yes, Hank was very fine. You fellas did a show like this back in July, didn't you?
Yeah, we've been getting together a couple of times a year now for the last two or three years.
I called you that night and asked you about what Rita Coolidge might have been doing.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I still think she was very good, you know, had a good control voice. And yet, lots of times when they're taking requests on these old record programs, I'll call in and ask for her. And
never hear her.
Sometimes they won't play it, and I wonder why. I don't think she did anything personally bad to anybody, did she? Anybody?
I don't think so.
Not that I'm aware of, but
maybe to Chris, but
yeah. You know, you just never know. Sometimes, too, an artist will have a reputation as being, even for oldie stations, there are certain artists, and John, maybe you can talk about this a little bit, who have a reputation, even on the oldie stations, as being, don't touch them, they're poison.
That's right. There are some. I've never heard that about Rita Coolidge, but there are definitely artists that are like that.
Oh, yeah.
But Barry Manilow, for instance.
Yeah, that's the one.
Was there not being as active as she was at one time, I wonder if maybe that divorce kind of devastated her.
Boy, it's just hard to say.
It really is, yeah.
It seemed like she didn't do as much after that.
You're right, she has a fine voice.
Yeah.
I remember you calling, too, about that.
Yeah.
Wayne, it's good to hear from you again.
Okay, it was very nice and warm down here today, and I'm glad to hear it's not too bad up there.
Where are you tonight?
Plant City, Florida.
In Plant City, Florida, the winter home of the Cincinnati Reds.
Right, that's my team.
All right, Wayne.
All right, thanks.
Okay. I appreciate it. 571-8484 and 800-444-8484. Before we go back to the phones, we've got some folks waiting here, but let's talk about time and place and all that kind of stuff. I know it's real theoretical and it's really hard to say, but let's take a Nat King Cole, a guy with, we were talking about him off the air. Clarence, you were saying you just sell a ton of Nat King Cole stuff. Now,
yes.
If Nat King Cole, instead of being born in 1919, was born in 1969, guy had the same kind of voice and the same kind of presence. Obviously, he'd be singing some different kinds of music, or arrangements would be different. But, I mean, is there a place for a Nat King Cole type singer?
There's always a place for somebody with talent like that. I don't care. Talent will stand no matter what. That's why some artists who use gimmicks and the synthesized music, 20 years from now, some of them we probably will not remember.
Yeah.
But people who could sing, Nat King Cole could sing if he didn't have an instrument at all behind him.
Boy, that's true.
So, yes, I think there would always be a place for Nat King Cole.
In fact, there was an article just recently in Billboard about the search right now for some talent in several of the pop and R&B soul markets. They're really looking for singers. You know, a lot of the field's gotten a rep in recent years for non-singers, performers, dancers, but not singers. The Milli Vanilli comes to mind, but there's been a lot of others. And they're really looking for people that can carry a stage presence. Right now, companies, record companies, are looking for people, talent, that can really carry live shows again. There's a search, and I think that type of talent Nat King Cole had is the type of talent they're looking for all the time.
And when the record companies can define accurately what they're looking for, things are ripe.
Yeah, right. I'm sure that's true.
Yes.
But, you know, I hate to sound like such an old guy, but there's some of the new music is wonderful, but there's so much of the new music that has, to me, to my ear, almost no melody. It's just, I guess the times are changing and I'm just getting too old, but, you know, so much of it seems to be, particularly for live shows, so much of it seems to be the lights and the choreography and the gimmicks and all that kind of thing. And I wonder if you really went acoustic with a lot of these folks, how much they could really sing.
Probably not. A famous record producer, whose name totally escapes me, once said that if you can't hum it or tap your foot to it, it's not going to have any sustaining power.